This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, as you know, each Entrepreneur Radio program every week, our job here is to illuminate the trials and tribulations of entrepreneurship and help you folks make it to the top. What is the top? Well, you decide that. Is it money? Is it happiness? What is it? Entrepreneurs are on their own special journey. I've got a very, very special man on the line today. His name is Naveen Jain, and he's just not like anybody you've ever met. Let me just start out by saying he's not going to be happy that I tell you he's worth something like $8 billion, all right? He's also probably not going to be happy that I tell you that he wants you to send a little bit of your poop to him in the mail. Am I right, Naveen? Am I going down the right road on this?
Oh, well, I'm going to let you, this is your show, so I'm going to let you have fun for a while. When it's my turn.
Well, let me just explain. He has a company, and when my son told me about this, because, my son's one of my producers, and he also has a radio show, and he interviewed Naveen, and I said, I know Naveen. He has a company named Viome, V-I-O-M-E, and Viome is focused on disrupting healthcare with the goal of making illness elective. Now, we're going to ask about that. We have developed technologies, it says, to analyze the biochemistry and ecosystem of our body that consists of millions of metabolites. Metabolites. Am I saying that right, Naveen?
Yes, you are.
I don't know what that is, so that's why I have to ask. And trillions of microorganisms that I guess is in your poo-poo. I mean, it's like I started laughing. I said, how does a billionaire care about people's poop? Well, because he cares about helping people to live longer. Is that right?
Well, live healthier.
Well, healthier means longer too, right? I have to assume. Yes.
Of course.
Truthfully, that's part of, I mean, living healthy, it gives you the ability to live happy because you can't be happy when you're not healthy. So I start out doing a little bit of, fun stuff here because, first of all, I know that you're a good-natured guy.
You missed out on the going to the moon, dude.
Well, no, we're not. We got plenty of time. All right. He wants me to tell. Moon Express is an American privately held early stage company formed by a group of Silicon Valley. You ready for this, everybody? Space entrepreneurs with the goal of winning the Google Lunar X Prize. And if you don't know what that is, check out X Prize. And ultimately mining the moon for natural resources for economic value. By the way, Moon Express, another one of the companies that Naveen owns or is involved with, is the first private company to receive approval by the White House to land on the moon. So how do we go from, caring about feces to landing on the moon? And this is only just kind of a little bit of, of your life, because with all the businesses you're involved with, you are a true entrepreneur at the nth degree. You only want to do what is good for mankind. And if you make money along the way, so be it. And you've been pretty successful.
Well, Alan, this is absolutely a pleasure to be on an entrepreneur show. Talking to the fellow entrepreneur, there's nothing more rewarding and satisfying to see the fellow entrepreneurs going out and doing amazing things, because it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of sacrifice on an entrepreneur's part to make things happen. I salute all entrepreneurs who are listening to this.
I love that. And I am a fellow entrepreneur. And when I met you at Creative Live, which part of our show each week is a guy named Chase Jarvis, who started Creative Live. People call in and ask questions, and we answer them here with Chase on the show. And so it's funny that we met there, and I've met so many great people through the XPRIZE, through being involved with the XPRIZE briefly and enjoying that, and being involved with Chase Jarvis briefly. It's like connecting the fabric of life. And it seems like as you hang with the right people, you become the collective soul of the five people you spend the most time with. And all of a sudden you go, you know what? I love what I'm doing. I love what my life stands for. That's part of that happiness equation we talked about. So being with the right people in your life is so important, don't you think?
Yes. So I think a couple of interesting things, being an entrepreneur, that one of the things I learned is that, life of an entrepreneur is like a heartbeat. It goes up and down. When it's smooth, you're already dead. You ever want to be an entrepreneur whose life is absolutely flat, smooth. That means your daddy, you just don't know about it.
Wow.
And the beauty is, as in heartbeat, is when you are down and you see nothing but, at that point, frustration and disappointment and wanting to give up, just remember the next beat is almost going to be up. And when you are on the top of the game, never get too cocky. You know the next beat is coming right down.
Wow.
Really being an entrepreneur means just understanding that it's going to be ups and downs. And ups are higher than ever. And probably the most euphoric times you can ever have. And downs are outright frustrating. But all I can tell you is that there's nothing I would trade for my life than for being an entrepreneur. When I was 20 years old, I would have never, ever guessed that at 57, I'll be starting yet another company, changing the way people are going to live their life.
All right.
And you start to see that, you know, as an entrepreneur, your journey is unique to yourself. But every journey has exactly the same type of things. People who do this don't do it because they want to make money. We all know making money is like having an orgasm. You can't, if you focus on it, you're never going to get it. So just enjoy the process, and all the wonderful things happen along the way.
Unbelievable. Hold on one second. This is just good stuff. We got to take a little break. We're going to come back with more Naveen Jain right after this. It's Entrepreneur Radio. Money, water, time to wine. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Radio, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Pick up an issue. Don't forget, check out entrepreneur.com. Look for our podcast, along with all the other great podcasts that we have, entrepreneur.com. Our special guest right now is billionaire Naveen Jain, a regular guy. If you walked up to him on the street and started talking, you would be laughing within moments, and you would never know that this guy is going to change the world. His two companies that we want to talk about today, Moon Express, they want to land on the moon and start mining and get that, you know, the resources that are there, because it's just sitting up there waiting to be taken. Again, the White House has approved them to land on the moon. The other one is Viome, and I want to start with Viome. Tell us about this company, Viome.com, if you guys want to follow along at home. What is Viome, Naveen?
Yes, sir. The moonshot for Viome is really clear. What if we can create a world where chronic illness is truly a matter of choice? So what's really interesting is that as I was finishing my moonshot of going to the moon, and as you mentioned, we are the only company in the universe that has permission to leave Earth orbit and land on the moon. And in fact, we have signed into the law by President Obama that clearly says that anything that we bring back, we get to own. How do you follow something after you have taken that moonshot?
Right? Yeah, right.
And you said, yeah. And I kept thinking, I said, what should be my next moonshot? And it occurred to me that in the last 5 years, the science is clearly showing that every single chronic disease, whether it is a Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, depression, anxiety, ADHD, and you look at obesity, anxiety, obesity and diabetes and autoimmune diseases, including our behavior, everything is being controlled by the microbes in our gut. So imagine, we believe that we are in control. We are our own genes. Our genes make our destiny. What most people don't realize is that our DNA only produces 19,000 genes. The microbes in our gut produce 5 million to 10 million genes. These are the puppet masters, and our brain that's sitting on the top of our shoulder is simply the puppet. These guys pull the string. So what you crave is decided by them. When you are hungry, when you are full, what you should be eating, and when you are emotional, whether both from the amygdala perspective, the fearful, everything is controlled by your microbiome. And so I was just looking at all the signs. And I was at Los Alamos National Lab, where they were developing an amazing technology for the national security, for the biodefense work, where they were trying to make sure that if there was something bad were to happen, how would they know what is making people sick? So they developed an amazing technology that could look deep inside your body, that every single organism in your gut, who they are, how active they are, but most importantly, what they're doing. So today, we launched this company, And what it does is looks at your gut, and using a gut intelligence test, which is a swab of a stool, we are able to tell you how does your body is producing short-chain fatty acid. Is it producing the vitamins? Is it producing the nutrients that your body needs? And then we look at the metabolic side to understand how does your body digest carbs, the protein, and the fat. And based on all of that, we feed that into the artificial intelligence, and we can tell you exactly what you need to do to keep your body in balance so you never have to be sick.
All right, Imagine, hold it. This is amazing. And I would normally say it starts with an S, but I'll just twist it. This is amazing shiznit. And you want people to send you a little piece of their stool, and you can tell them a whole lot more than most doctors can and help them to become healthy. I've got questions, and I'm sure a lot of people do. This is Entrepreneur Radio. We're talking to a space entrepreneur. That's why I'm playing Moondance. We'll be right back with more Naveen Jain, an amazing man. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Well, if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, maybe you want to jump on board with Naveen Jain, a space entrepreneur, but an entrepreneur with heart and soul and a different kind of a guy, but a regular guy. I don't know how to explain you to people. I met you and I talked about you for a week, a solid week afterwards, and I just look forward to getting to know you better because to me you are the... You are like a super entrepreneur, a space entrepreneur, but you haven't forgot about, you know, the important things in life. But to be able to do what you're doing with Viome and perhaps helping stop suffering in this world is 100 times more valuable and more important in every way, shape, and possible. And because as I say that, my father's 89 years old, 25 years ago, he jumped into the ocean and went for a swim, enjoying the beautiful Southern California, you know, sunset. And but guess what? There was a sewage spill, you know, the day before that they didn't tell him about. And he got amoebas inside of his system. He was being eaten alive. You know, there's a TV show called, I think, Eaten Alive or something like that. And for years, he literally was being eaten alive from the inside out. They told him he was going to die. You know what? I mean, he went to Hawaii because there's 5 kids in our family. He didn't want his children to see him waste away to nothing. So he said he needed to go to Hawaii for a month. He went to Hawaii and he went there to die. But you know what? When he went there, he kind of had to fend for himself. And he started thinking, well, maybe if I eat more healthy and he had more time to read, he started reading on the gut and he started reading on, you know, just taking care of himself. And he realized that his doctors were telling him he had ulcers and he had all this, but he had amoebas eating him alive. So he went to his doctor. He ate good. He started eating healthy and he started feeding his gut. And he came home. He went to his doctor and he said, what if I had amoebas? And he said, well, what would we do? Give him this? He goes, would that kill me or kill the amoebas? And they said, well, you know, it's not going to be great for you, but it'll kill the amoebas. Guess what? My father diagnosed himself. He was right. He was being eaten alive.
I'm so happy for you that he's so doing well, because honestly, there's nothing more important in life to have wonderful, loving parents. And, you know, mom and dad, there's nothing I would do not, you know, to keep them happy. So yeah. I'm so glad they're doing well.
Well, so, but for 25 years, he's had to really, you know, he's had to really change his lifestyle. And you're right. Thank God he's alive. He's 89. But I wonder if this Viome.com, you guys can check it out, if this stool sample could help you to understand or help him to understand what he really should be eating or doing or taking to be even more healthy.
And this is the only technology that actually exists. And as I was mentioning, that this came out of the national security work, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars developing this technology. And it is really a very easy, affordable way of looking everything going inside your body. When I say easy, affordable, you know, I'm talking about a couple of $100s. That's it. And you're able to see everything, and we do a complete RNA sequencing. This is not even just a DNA sequencing. Everything that's going on inside your gut. So we see every strain of every bacteria. We see every virus. We see every parasite. We see all the yeast, the fungus, the mold. If it exists, we see it. And more importantly, not only we know who they are, you know, how active they are. So we know, are they dead? Are they really replicating really fast? Mm. But most importantly, we know what they are producing. So we know they're producing toxins. What are they eating and what are they outputting, right? And by looking at all of that, we also look at the host side to see how is your body reacting to everything that's going on in your gut. Because your microbiome changes your gene expression. So not only your microbiome is controlling your brain, whether it comes to depression and anxiety and it comes down to you feeling fearful, it also controls your the longevity. That means your microbiome communicates with your mitochondria and constantly, in terms of producing energy, you know, mitochondria is the energy factory that used to be an ancient bacteria. Mm. In terms of cancer, not only, there was 2 weeks ago, the study done by the Cleveland Clinic that even showed clearly that the breast cancer is caused by the microbiome, and they found the organisms in every single breast tumor. In fact, not only the cancer to every other chronic disease is caused by microbiome, even the cure for cancer, whether it works or does not work, depends on your microbiome. So in fact, you know, whether it's an immunotherapy or chemotherapy, whether it works or not, really depends. So what we do at Viome, which is V-I-O-M-E, and again, don't ask me how to pronounce V. It's just in Indian, it's Viome, Viome.
Viome with a V, V-I-O-M-E.com, if you guys want to jump on and look at this.
Yeah, interestingly, we look at everything, then we tell you what to do about it. We spend more and more money on healthcare, and the country is getting sicker and sicker. And here is the reason why. The pharmaceutical companies have really become the parasite on humanity. Every single time they develop a drug, it simply suppresses the symptom. They love the chronic diseases because now you have to take that drug for the rest of your life. In fact, none of these things ever cure anything. They simply suppress symptoms. Mm. And every time they suppress one symptom, they cause 3 more symptoms. So now you have to take 3 more drugs. Mm. Imagine, instead of when you are sick, instead of feeling helpless and hopeless and becoming victim to the healthcare system, what if you knew exactly what's going on, just like your dad who spent all the time reading, what if there was a technology that could look inside, just like the Hubble telescope showed that we are not alone, all the trillions of stars there. Mm. What if you could turn that Hubble telescope inside your body and see the trillions of organisms inside us and what they are doing? Mm. And what if?
All right, hold tight.
Find a way to change them.
Yep,
what if you can simply use the food and nutrition to change them? What if you knew exactly what vitamins you need, what food you need?
Right.
And
not,
I went
not
through
guessing.
The same thing. I was told not.
Not guessing. That's the thing, is that we all guess, you know, and you don't need to guess if you can know for sure. The company, again, he's talking about is his company, Viome, V. V as in Victor, V-I-O-M-E.com. I have to take a little break. I'm playing Highway to Hell. That's what the rest of the world is dealing with when it comes to healthcare. But this could be the game changer. Naveen Jain is with us. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Radio.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Talking with Naveen Jain, he says, an entrepreneur's life is like a heartbeat, up and down. If it's a flat line, guess what, everybody? The flat line is dead. You're going to have ups and downs. We're going to go ahead and continue talking. I'm going to dedicate a whole hour to Naveen Jain. Billionaire, amazing human being. His other company, we'll talk about that in a little bit, is Moon Express, where they're going to go and land on the moon. Entrepreneurs, space entrepreneurs, they have permission from the White House, and then they basically can take whatever they want, and it's theirs. Who does this but an entrepreneur? Let's come back, though, to Viome, because I absolutely know that, you know, who doesn't want to have health and happiness and live illness-free? Well, Viome, this company, V-I-O-M-E, evidently, for just a few $100, you can, you know, take a little bit of stool, a swab of your stool, and send it in the mail, and they will analyze what is going on in your gut and tell you exactly what you need to do. You know, it's basically like a diagnosis. You take your car in, they plug it into the OBD2, the onboard diagnostic. We don't have a plug-in. Guess what? Our plug-in is in our butt. Unfortunately, but and that's really what it is. You're going to give them a little bit of that stool, and that's like plugging into your entire ecosystem. Am I right?
Well, it's kind of right, but yeah, kind of, you know, you have to keep the body in tune just like your car. But your body is a whole lot more complex than car.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are multiple things that goes on.
Well,
right?
Living organism.
Trillions of organisms. Then you are including your human DNA and your own genes that are constantly being changed by these microbes. So in terms of what is being expressed, is very, very different than what could have been expressed. And that's why doing the DNA testing makes no sense. So you can't change your DNA, but you can change what is expressed. That means you may have a gene that may potentially cause you chronic disease, but if it's not being expressed, that is what we can do, and which what we can do through simply diet and nutrition. Thousands of years ago, the smart philosopher said, one man's food is other person's poison, and that is really what happens. There is no such thing as healthy diet. What's healthy for you may not be healthy for me. And here's the worst part. What's healthy for you today won't be healthy for you 3 months from now. Because as you change your diet, your body changes. Your microbes that you're feeding completely change. That means you have to go back and start to get the balance again. So here's a great story about my own life. I was trying to lose weight, and I'm pre-diabetic. And my doctor told me, oh, it's easy. Cut down all the carbs, take no starch. And I'm a vegetarian to begin with. I was only eating spinach, avocado, lentil, legumes, and tofu. Guess what? I lost some weight, and then boom, it came right back up, and my blood glucose is exactly the same. When I launched Wyome, I was the first guinea pig did my own test. Turns out that everything that I was eating was wrong. Most of my diet needs to be carbs. I need to avoid spinach, avoid avocado, avoid lentil, legumes, and tofu. It's not that they were bad for me. That's all I was eating. I was only feeding one set of microbes, and others were dying, and I had no diversity. And when you don't have a diversity, that all the nutrients that your body needs are not being produced. Only some of them are being produced, and they're being produced in over quantity. And a lot of anything good can be bad. And that was exactly what was going on in my body. When I changed my diet, I lost 10 pounds. My blood glucose came down. And every girl wants my microbes because guess what? They all want to eat carbs, right?
Right.
So coming back to it, I mean, think about it. What if, as opposed to guessing and pissing off all the vitamins that you're taking, the probiotics, and completely wasting your money, instead of guessing, what if you could actually see what is going on? And all it takes is, no doctor needs to make a prescription. You don't have to be victimized by your healthcare system. You can go to Wyome.com, sign up right now. You get the kit at home. We look at your gut. We look at your metabolic side simply by looking at your finger prick at home, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to get your blood drawn on anything else. And recommendations come right back on your phone. We tell you exactly what is going on in your gut. We tell you exactly what is going on in your body, and then we make a specific recommendation. And the only reason I'm so excited about doing this is, to me, there's nothing that I can do that will change the trajectory of how humanity is going to live than to solve this problem of chronic illness. Every one of us knows someone who has suffered through cancer, the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, the dementia, diabetes, obesity, or you look at autoimmune diseases and depression, which is the fastest two growing chronic diseases. Imagine if all we have to do instead of taking pharmaceutical drugs, simply know what is right for you. So I believe that my legacy is going to be solving this chronic diseases problem. I want to create a world where chronic disease is simply a matter of choice, not a matter of bad luck. No one should ever have to suffer through any chronic diseases. And you and I together can do that.
I agree.
And the reason is our artificial intelligence needs couple of million people going through the system, and it gets smarter every single day. Thankfully, you know, Dr. Mark Hyman, Ben Greenfield, Deepak Chopra, every one of them has gone out and talked about how wonderful Wyome technology is and how it's going to change the way humanity is going to live. So I want to, you know, basically all I can do is ask everyone who's listening to it, please go and sign up. Not only you will benefit yourself, you will benefit the humanity at the same time, because together we can solve this problem. Neither I nor you or anyone can do it individually. So I ask for your help in helping me and helping us get rid of the chronic diseases. from the face of this earth. And when we someday live for a long, long time and live healthy and happy, we can all look back and how it all started.
I think you guys can all see that Naveen Jain is an entrepreneur, but he's a philanthropist, but he is driven to solve the world's biggest challenges through innovation. And just so you know, he's been awarded many honors for his entrepreneurial successes and leadership skills, including Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, Albert Einstein Technology Medal for Pioneers in Technology, Humanitarian Innovation Award by the United Nations. I mean, Distinguished Global Thinker Award. I'm looking at this list of awards. I'm like, no wonder. No wonder. Yes, it's like I thought maybe I just discovered you. I didn't just discover you. I just heard about you finally. You've been out there doing this, and God bless you for doing it. I want to play. Here, this song is for you, brother. This is called Bad to the Bone from ZZ Top. We're going to take a little more time with you. I've got to know more about moonexpress.com. The other one we were talking about is Viome. V as in Victor. Viome.com. I'm going in the bathroom during the commercial break, and I'm going to send him something, a little present. And then you're going to tell me how I can become healthier. We'll take a little break. My new friend, Naveen Jain, I met him once upon a time, and I was impressed, but it just gets better and better. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. We have the entrepreneur on the phone right now. We'll be right back.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Bad to the bone. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, Naveen Jain is with us. Welcome back to our show. Also, Naveen Jain is a trustee of the board of the XPRIZE Foundation, where he is focused on finding entrepreneurial solutions to address the global challenges in health, education, women empowerment, agriculture, and energy. And he recently launched a $1 million Woman Safety XPRIZE to empower women around the world. I so much admire you. I can't even tell you. Thank you for spending this whole hour with us.
Thank you, Alan. It's really kind of you to say.
Really good stuff. All right. Again, I'm going to give the website out again. Viome, V-I-O-M-E, V-I-O-M-E.com, Viome. And then there's Moon Express. Again, and we've talked about it a little bit. The first private company. Again, he is an entrepreneur to the bone to receive approval by the White House to land on the moon. He is a space entrepreneur on top of everything else. Talk about being progressive, fearless, courage, and smiling all the way. I love that. Tell us a little more about Moon Express.
As you mentioned, Alan, we are the only company in the universe that has permission to leave Earth orbit and land on the moon. And, you know, landing on the moon is symbolic of what entrepreneurs are capable of doing. When we land on the moon, not only we become the first company, we also become the fourth superpower. And people say, why go to the moon? And I keep reminding them, let's replay the John F. Kennedy. And if he was an entrepreneur, this is what he would say. We chose to go to the moon not because it's easy, because it's a good business. And that's why the entrepreneurs do this.
Wow.
It's a great business, and it also does tremendous good in the world. What if we could save the humanity from potential extinction? We all live in a single spacecraft, and we lovingly call it planet Earth. But think about it. It's flying up in the space. And what if we get hit by a large asteroid or we destroy the planet ourselves? Our whole humanity will completely disappear and become dinosaurs. Mm. And if you could hear any dinosaur rolling in their grave, what they would be saying, if they had one good entrepreneurial dinosaur, they would still be roaming on the moon, the Mars, and beyond. But that's not what happened. So let's not make the same mistake. And what if we could live on the moon? What if that became our eighth continent? What if we are able to use that as a stepping stone to go to the Mars and live on Titan and Europa and everywhere else? The thing is that people fight over the things that people believe are scarce. So we fight over land, we fight over water, we fight over energy. And all we have to do is look up. And there is abundance of land, there is abundance of energy, and there is abundance of water. The people believe it's not possible. And when people believe something is impossible, it becomes impossible for them, not for someone else. So I believe, there's no doubt in my mind, that we will be able to live on the moon, and people talk about it, say, how can humanity live on the moon or the Mars when there is so much radiation? And I remind people that nature has already figured out a way. We find bacteria growing in the radioactive nuclear waste. Talk about radiation. Not only nature has figured out how to protect itself from the radiation, it uses the radiation as a source of energy. Now imagine if we can take the genetic material from those bacteria, use the CRISPR technology to modify our own genes. That means we can not only become the radiation resistant, we're going to say in the evening, honey, you want to go for a walk and get some radiation rather than have some pizza. And that could be the next life we have. We could modify ourselves to live anywhere we want. And people say, what are you going to bring back when you go to the moon? That means they have already accepted that I'm going to go to the moon and come back. And when we bring back, of course we can bring back platinum-grade material. Of course we can bring back that rare earth elements. What if we brought back helium-3? That is the most clean energy source for a fuel. A small quantity of helium-3 could be a best fusion energy for generations to come. What if we just brought the moon rocks back and we can completely disrupt the diamond industry? Everyone gives someone a diamond. If you love her enough, you give her the moon. Don't promise her the moon. Give her the moon.
Wow.
And the girl is going to get up and say, Alan, are you trying to buy me? I thought you loved me. Why would you give me diamond? If you loved me, you would give me the moon.
Right.
And that becomes really the symbol of love. And the honeymoon really is going to become taking your honey to the moon, not taking your honey to Hawaii, because there'll be honey Hawaii.
You know, I love the fact that you are marketing while your ideas are being born. You're also working on the marketing plan of them. That is so great. All right, here we go. Moonexpress.com. We're talking with Naveen Jain, and he is also the founder of the Viome, Viome.com. So much to this interesting, sweet man that has just got a smile on his face every time you see him. Not because he's famously wealthy, because he's truly happy. What a difference. We'll take a little break, and he's going to come back now, put on his professor's cap, and talk directly to you entrepreneurs how to make your lives better in whatever way you know, whatever path you're taking. He's going to give some advice. We'll be right back. The Entrepreneur Radio.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So it is my opinion that entrepreneurs are special. And not just, you know, because we do things, we fix things, we solve problems. But we are truly special to this world. And guys like Naveen Jain, is proof of that. Here is a relatively young man who has conquered the moon already. I mean, he's got permission from the White House. He's already put his, you know, his little Naveen Jain flag on the moon. He's just going to go up and retrieve now. But it is now time for you to help those who are, you know, following their dreams to do a better job at it with some great wisdom. And I know they're gonna be looking you up. Let me just spell your name. It's NaveenJain, Naveen Jain. And Naveen, I hand you the microphone. It's all yours. Teach away.
So if you think about it as an entrepreneur, if you want to create a $1 billion company, it's really trivial. All you have to do is solve a $10 billion problem. And it so happens that most of these large problems also happen to be the grand human challenges, humanity challenges. So doing good and doing well are not mutually exclusive. In fact, if you want to do the large good in the world, the only way to do is to create a profitable company. So never be ashamed to say the thing that you do you actually are profitable. Because profit is the engine that allows you to scale and allows you to do the large good. Success is not about how much money you have. Success is measured by how many people's lives have you been able to change positively. And the only day you know you're successful is the day you become humble. If you have still iota of arrogance left in you, that means you're still trying to prove something to yourself or someone else. The day you stop proving anything, the day you become humble, is the day you become successful. So always find, if people ask me, how do you find your true passion? It's really easy. Find what are you willing to die for and then live for it. Imagine if you have everything that you wanted in your life, $1 billion, a wonderful family, everything that you want, what would you do? And if you do that today, that is what's going to give you everything you want. A lot of young entrepreneurs, they focus, they start a company because they focus on making money. I can tell you that making money is like having an orgasm. If you focus on it, you're never going to get it. Just enjoy the process. Just remember, as I said in the beginning of this show, life of an entrepreneur is like a heartbeat. It goes up and down. When it is flat, you're dead. So you don't want a life that is completely smooth because you're not pushing the envelope. When you are an entrepreneur, you are a leader. As a leader, it's not your job to take the people to the water and make them drink. Your job is to make them thirsty. And the thirst comes from intellectual curiosity. If you can make people thirsty, they will find their own water and they will drink. As an entrepreneur, you should never look at the world as it is. Focus on what you want the world to be. So it's not about the glass being half empty or half full. It's about, do I want to fill this glass or not? Because if you want to fill the glass, does it really matter if it's half empty or half full? And if you don't care to fill the glass, does it really matter if it's half empty or half full? So you always focus on what you want the world to be and rather than what the world is. It's really easy to predict the future because when you create it yourself. So always dream so big that people think you're crazy. And when you tell someone what you're going to do, and if they don't think it's a crazy idea, then you're not thinking big enough. So dream so big that people think you're crazy. And remember, never be afraid to fail. As an entrepreneur, you only fail when you give up. Everything else is just a pivot. You can, your idea may or may not work, and every idea that does not work is simply a stepping stone to a different idea and a bigger idea. Keep dreaming big and always know the success is going to come by making a difference in people's lives. The more people's lives you can change, the bigger the company, the more successful company you can build up.
I love it. I love it. I want to repeat one that you said there. What are you willing to die for? Find out what that is and live for it. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Naveen Jain, you can find him at moonexpress.com or Viome, V as in Victor, Viome.com, Viome.com. Two of his companies. I'm sure there's many more. We'll have time again because you are one of the entrepreneurs I want to spend more time with on this show to help others to hear the wisdom that you just gave to us. Thank you so much for your time, Naveen.
Thank you, Alan. It's been a pleasure.
All right. That's it for this week. See you next time, Entrepreneur Radio.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.